It's a battle that's been dragging on for about 3 years. The city of Tampa sees the bridge as a means of easing congestion on Bruce B. Downs Boulevard, a new Tampa thoroughfare that can often look like a parking lot. Proponents like developer Michael Urette told the Hillsborough County Environmental Protection Commission that the bridge is a much-needed development.
The bridge will have to be built sooner or later to accommodate the development of our community. A big advantage of doing it now is that all the documentation is in place. Everything is ready to go.
The bridge was originally part of a planned east-west connector road for I-275. Lack of funding has caused planners to nix the road, but they were still obligated to build the bridge. The St. Pete Times reports this is because developers had already paid impact fees associated with building the bridge, but city officials have also said they think it's a much-needed means of easing traffic. Andrea Zellman said she was an assistant attorney for the city of Tampa when residential development was booming in New Tampa. She said developments like West Meadows, Tampa Palms, and Tampa Technology Park might not have gotten approval if planners hadn't assumed a connector road would be constructed at some point.
Every development in New Tampa that was approved over the last two decades was approved under the assumption that this bridge would be built.
Opponents of the project say it will cause unnecessary noise and congestion in the surrounding area. Andrea Brayboy has been a long opponent of the project, along with her husband Warren Dixon and West Meadows resident Evelyn Romano. Brayboy read the state statute that established the EPC and said denying Tampa permission to build the bridge was well within its power.
The legislature finds and declares that the reasonable control and regulation of activities which are causing or may reasonably be expected to cause pollution or contamination of air, water, soil, and property or cause excessive and unnecessary noise may be necessary for the protection and preservation of the public health, safety, and welfare.
Andy Zodrow, an attorney with the EPC, said the agency can't base its ruling on anything other than direct environmental impacts and that the building permit for the bridge includes a mitigation strategy to offset its impacts on surrounding wetlands. Beyond that, he said, there's little the agency can legally do to stop the project.
Us looking at traffic studies, how heavy the traffic's going to be in 5 years down the road or 2 years down the road, that shouldn't allow a wetland impact, a very narrow review, to be the grounds for denying that wetland impact.
Warren Dixon is a retired lawyer representing the project's opponents, now in their third year of legal battles to stop the project. He's married to Andrea Brayboy, who read the state statute outlining the EPC's mission. He said blocking such projects like the new Tampa Bridge falls squarely within the purview of the EPC.
When we talk about looking at public health, welfare, and safety, even I think, as Council Zodrow mentioned, you don't just look at it one way. If you've got something that's going to be plainly dangerous to the public, how can allowing the taking of the wetlands for that purpose be reasonable? Fundamentally, how can it be reasonable? We don't think it can.
Commissioner Victor Crist, a former state senator, said the spirit of the law creating the EPC requires commissioners to view issues like this from all aspects of the public health and welfare standpoint.
Have we fulfilled our mission under the intent of the law? I don't think we have. And I've got 18 years experience in the business of lawmaking that enables me to look at this and see what it clearly says and the knowledge to go back and look at the intent of the creator of this and see what they expected us to do. And they expected us to look at this from all possible public impact, public health impact. And I don't think we've done that.
Commissioner Crist was the only board member to vote against the city's request. The other commissioners present voted in favor of the permit, but were vocally reluctant about it. Les Miller was absent. Commissioner Ken Hagen said the law was too narrow for him to vote the way he wanted.
You know, I've taken in all of the comments and evidence. You know, it's just my feeling that irrespective of our personal views of the project, when you objectively consider the limitations of this hearing, I think our hands were tied.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner strongly commended Dixon for his efforts. Beckner said had circumstances been different, he might not have supported a motion favoring the bridge.
I just can't thank you, sir, enough, and all of our citizens for coming out here, and we can encourage you to continue to stand up and fight for what you believe in to make this community a better place.
About 27 members of the public came to speak about the bridge at today's Environmental Protection Commission meeting. The permit now has to go to the Hillsborough County Commission for final approval. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.